What's this, a review of the year? Well, if this programme isn't funny, Sinn Féin is calling for RTÉ to be investigated for crimes against humanity. Callin kicks 2024. I say it'll be all about Trump bashing. Say what you like about him. But at long last, a hotelier is finally running the country. Oh, I'll be cancelled.
It was a year of retirements, doll spies, Swifties and elections. The stage was set for a Harris meeting another Harris in the White House next Patrick's Day.
Okay, that was until American Harris finished second and last. But Irish Harris finished third and won, because nothing makes sense anymore.
That's right. Fianna Fáil won the election on a campaign promise of no change. Dara got it done.
And Heather was done. The big star of the year, though, was Team Ireland at the Olympics. Gold medals, and some of them were bronze. However, only Simon Harris thinks third place should get parity of esteem with the winner. Oh, the wee scut, hey.
It was a year we were all mortified by the antics at the Dublin portal. Broadcast to Americans. Ah! I haven't been this embarrassed since I was caught sucking up to the Iranian regime.
That's why they should have put the portal in the dock when our Fine Gael candidate is involved in a schmozzle. Beam it in to every war-torn poor country. Immigration would stop in the morning. Thank you very much.
Lads, let's just get on with reviewing the year in the name of... just to put us out of our misery.
Just as myself and Joe will be put into a deposit return machine in 2025.
No, don't mention the poxy machines that everybody hates. We're so battered and abused after all our war.
The machine probably wouldn't take us.
Let's kick the year.
And in terms of, I suppose I should thank you, Cortish.
TikTok Tish, how dare you?
You know, for making such a hames of your campaign, you managed to make Fianna Fáil look like a safe pair of hands.
No.
And I've lost count of all the times we wrecked the country, like.
And I should thank Leo for retiring and making me look popular. Very popular.
For about a month there, at least.
You know, he taught me so much. How to look old, even when you're young.
How to be awkward with normal people.
And how to stay in power, even when you've delivered Fine Gael's worst result in living memory. Allegedly. Block!
Your moment of the year, in terms of, was how nasty you were to that carer in Cantor.
No.
And I'm blowing a 7% lead in an election and doing so on Cork. It really was the icing on the cake.
Okay.
Though I'd never actually eat a cake, only hard-boiled eggs. Ugh. And green tea going forward.
Look, I was only rude and bored with that woman because I was tired. But you can't have a campaign about new energy if you're wrecked after a 20-minute meet and greet. Ugh, I really, really didn't think that slogan through.
Don't worry, we'll find you something to do as tarnished.
No, parity of steam. I cannot be the not thief. I've too much main character energy. I'm Paul Mescal. Not Barry Keoghan. Block!
Look, the country needs a wily old langer at the controls. Sure, when Trump takes over in a couple of weeks, he's going to take all the multinationals home with him.
You see, it's very important. Ireland relies on tech companies. That's why we need a TikTok Tish who understands all the latest trends.
Added the trends.
You, for example, don't know that in the club, we all fam.
Sadly, no, I do. I know all the hashtags. Remember Brack Summer?
That's not what it was.
We used to only have it at Halloween, and they were all there eating Brack in July. Imagine, Brack Summer. Ah, the youngsters are geth altogether.
OMG, I can't even!
And I can't wait to take over when it all goes to shite. I'll get to do the one thing I missed out on when we crashed out of office in 2011.
What?
Austerity.
Oh.
I always knew I'd emulate Jack Lynch and Charlie Hancock.
We lost, but we won.
In March came the end of the ledge bag era when Leo Varadkar, remember him, stepped down as Taoiseach. Initially there was shock and Leo showed little emotion. Although he never really did, he'd been showing even less since he turned 45 and his eyebrows mysteriously froze in that corpse-like gaze of his. Everyone wanted to know, was there a Leo scandal looming? There wasn't, only the cold hard logic of not wanting to give his many Leo haters the satisfaction of seeing him flunk any more elections. In the end, he barely managed 4 years as Taoiseach. Two if you include time off for clubbing, not going to work till 11, many holidays and smack-talking poor people. His legacy, though, will always be his iconic way of staring awkwardly at us with his resting rich face, while Fine Gael turned Basic Shelter into a money machine for tax-dodging investment funds. He finally showed some humanity at the end, but only by feeling sorry for himself, as Leo limped out of office through song.
I think a better leave right now before I grow any weaker. I think I better leave right now, 'cause I'm more than just Leo the leaker. Somebody please tell me how Mary Lou could be Taoiseach. I think I better leave right now.
Ah, you had a fair few gaffes in your day.
Welfare cheats. They cheat us all.
Oh.
But my lowest point was coming third behind Fianna Fáil.
Anna, stop.
My COVID speeches move the POVs to tears.
Not all superheroes.
Even if they loathe me now, I'll always have reeling in the years.
Ah, but we will never forget it.
My legacy, at least, was being the youngest ever thief.
Until Harris.
And in the dance clubs, I was a total beast. So I say, I think I better leave right now, before I grow any weaker. I think I better leave right now. I'm sorry for being Leo the Leaker. Somebody better tell me how. Simon Harris could be Taoiseach. I think I better leave right now. So long, suckers. Taoiseach out.
And nobody's heard from him since. By October, the talk was all about who the doll spy codenamed Cobalt was. Fianna Fáil met in the shadow of retirements and spending scandals, like the outlandish $9 million allocated in the budget for mobile phone pouches in schools, and the now totally tiresome talk of whether an election will be held this year or next. Oh my God, I've spent my life following this trivia. Micheál Lehane, regretting life's decisions, just roll the bloody sketch.
All right. All right, come on now, come on.
Point of order, Senator Timothy Dooley Thonister.
What is it, Timmy?
Nice but dim. I wish to confirm to the parliamentary party that I am not, nor have I ever been, a Russian spy.
Anna, Timmy, Vladimir Putin wouldn't send you to a centre for a scratch card, like.
I just want to clarify that I am not Cobalt.
Sure, that's what a spy would say.
We'll take that back now.
Norma Folger has my phone. Maybe she's the spy.
Boo Kildona. As punishment for that now, I'll go canvassing with you in Fingal.
Ah, no, that's not fair, miss. I'll be run out because of your poxy pouches policy. James.
Tuck your shirt in now. Boss, I just want to say that this is a historic election for Fianna Fáil.
Is it? Because we're running on a genuine unionist slogan?
No, because the party finally says goodbye to the remains of the Devil Era and Haughey dynasties.
Yes.
Farewell drinks for Deputies O'Queeve and Haughey will be held in the swanky new security pavilion.
Ah, that's really fitting because they blew $1 million on that tiny shed. Charlie would have been proud. Yeah,
he would.
Brings a tear to me eye, just like the first time I tasted taco sauce on a pizza.
If you could all remember to bring the €2 next week, we can make sure they get a proper send off in batches of 5 at a time, because the security hut is limited in space.
Thank you, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know, there are a lot of things we've done before an election. I mean, the finance bill is to go through committee. We've no idea how long it might take to cover it in grease stains, accidentally leave it on a train, get it back from the train. The deputies have to vote by passing through the lobby. Somebody always gets snagged and has to be cut out of their Pamela Scott cardigan. Then an assistant secretary has to get past Michael D's dogs and listen to a few hours of him ranting about Israel before he signs the blessed thing. In terms of, it is hard to know if he can call an election this year at all.
Where is he?
Matty, no! Restrain that Tipperary greyhound!
We are different dimensions, Thomas. Snap the election! Snap it now!
Matty!
Let the dog see the rabbit! Let the mouse out of the house! Let the bullet the heifer!
Why are election metaphors always so smutty?
You're dementing the people. Have you no care for demented hills?
No.
The ballot boxes is blue! Blue from the lack of action! Tarnished! Let the hound out of the pound! Let the hound
out of the pound!
And I do is I put the sparklers in me coleslaw and I ring it in with it.
We're on, Des.
Huh?
Let's go ahead there.
Oh, yeah. Tis the season for looking back.
You all right?
It was an unusual one for the GAA, with most of the headlines happening away from the pitch.
And under investigation by Revenue, the PSNI or the criminal courts.
What? No. I know. Anyway, it started with a row over renaming Parky Cleeve Super Value Park. But after interventions from the Cork Taoiseach and Joe Duffy, they settled on Super Value Parky Cleeve Park.
Literally the worst of both worlds. You know, Des, I once considered rebranding after my own big scandal.
Oh yeah, after the free reno, was it, Marty?
What? No, it was about the one time I accidentally went on the telly without my fake tat.
Well,
honestly, without those awkward tones, I looked like a swollen Dave Fanning.
Jeepers, I did the Sunday game without hair dye once. Interestingly, I was so grey and wrecked in appearance, I looked a bit like,
yeah,
well, an inflated Dave Fanning as well.
Oh, no. never again, Des.
Yeah, I keep a bottle on me at all times now. Otherwise, they wouldn't let me onto one of our private darts for cooler.
Moving on, there were sweeping changes to the Gaelic football rules. So over the next few months, anyone going to matches will get a QR code so they can give feedback to Croke Park.
Yeah, no, I can't see fellas who go to games in Clonus with their pyjamas still on under the suit being able to get their head around it.
Oh.
Or you even, Marty. I mean, sure, you always leave the torch on in your phone in your trousers pocket.
Oh, no, no, Des. That's not a torch.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, right. Anyway, thanks, Marty.
Yeah.
And well done on not mentioning Kyle Hayes.
Or the Armagh team holiday. Ay, caramba.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a fantastic year in the League of Ireland.
Yeah.
A sentence I've literally never said before. Brian Kerr is here to look back. Brian.
The international football picture was poxy.
Yeah.
But the domestic league lit up brighter than me taxi cab with me flares on the passenger seat. Record attendances and the race for the title was the closest it's ever been.
That's right.
Shelbourne pipped the holders, Shamrock Rovers in the end.
Yeah, they're the hoops.
Which was also the condition Marty was in after overeating from a chip van at a county final.
Damien Duff, manager of the year.
That's right, up the Duffer. He's a decent skin and he can ride free in my cab. Anytime.
Seriously, Brian?
Provided he's willing to share with three others on a fare to Port Marnock, that is.
Yeah, tired now, thanks.
Oh, your torch is on there, Marty.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
What?
It's actually...
Oh, that's melodian.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, the time has come.
How's that?
I'm packing up and moving out.
Oh, Madam Lady Vice, first president, I'll be sad to see you go.
You're going too, Joe.
Oh, great. Where are we going?
I'm going far, far away. No more falling out of coconut trees.
What?
I'm going to be sitting under one and sipping so many cocktails, I'll be that drunk, I'll sound just as a Jewan sober.
Oh, it's been a big year of malarkey for you.
Mm-hmm.
You started out as an irrelevant veep.
And look at me now.
Ending the year as an irrelevant veep. How do we lose that election again?
Oh, it was because you refused to withdraw sooner, Joe.
No, no, that wasn't it. It was because you were somehow less coherent on TV than I am.
Dude, seriously, don't blame me. I became pro-war, pro-gun. I went on Fox News and toured this freaking country with a Glock and a Cheney. What more could I do to win over small business owners who just want guns made out of Bibles?
Here's the deal. You even reverse your opposition to fracking. It's no joke. No joke.
Truly. But nobody believed me. Because they all know... Good black don't frack. Anyway, I'm trying to forget it all, man.
Hey, forgetting is my thing.
Seriously, I just want to bow out all silent and tipsy.
Right.
Unlike you, who seems hell-bent on going out with a controversial bang. I mean, pardoning your son? Really, Joe?
No, that was a mistake. I was only pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey and the turkey hunters. As I'm not a turkey plucker. I'm a hunter's plucker's son. Father,
You seriously expect us to believe you are just trying to pardon a turkey?
Look, everyone's so focused on the hunter pardon malarkey, gobble gobble. You're forgetting all the good stuff.
Good stuff like what?
Like that time I tried to bite a kid's leg, or when I introduced Zelensky as Putin, or when I kept supplying Israel with American weapons.
And I supported that. I even called myself Bamala.
And I represented older Americans each time I was beaten by stairs. It's no joke.
And I brought the finest word salads this country's ever seen by speaking truth power to my done doings on all my mind journeys. But in the end,
what?
They still voted for a sausage-veined felon with a spray tan from a blind beautician.
Hey, should I pardon that knucklehead that you chose as your running mate?
You know, that's a great idea. Except I don't remember his name.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, the important thing we beat... We finally beat Medicare. Where was I? We better get back at it, Barack.
It's Kamala.
We've got an election to get ready for.
What? No, Joe, it's a...
What?
Oh, look, never mind.
Who?
You know, you're a constant reminder...
Where?
...that it's the cognitive decline I look forward to the most.
What time?
Forgetting all the terrible things that happened in 2024!
Here you, boy, what day is this?
What?
Go fetch me the prize turkey from the window.
You're just too much, Joe. Too much, man.
God bless us, everyone.
Talent Kicks 2024.
All right, merry lunatics, our year started with poll numbers in the toilet, voters turning on us, and it ended with me getting revenge on all my Mary Lou Wallopers by not winning, but also not getting whooped.
We lost 5% of our vote, but it could have been worse, because the local elections were a disaster, though we managed to reverse things in time for the general.
Just like we managed to reverse our positions on nearly every issue.
That's right,
yes. Oh yeah, the Mary Lou turns. It got a bit panto there for a minute.
We'll rerun the referendums.
Oh no, we won't. Good times.
We had a grand year up north as well. Michelle O'Neill became First Minister.
Herself and Patrick Keilty are the only Nordies that don't frighten Free Staters. Mm-hmm. Shame we couldn't achieve All-Ireland synergy and lead the government down south too, but hey ho.
We can't all be Michelle.
Sorry.
Yeah, Michelle's one in a million.
I'm right here. Hello.
How about the DUP's year? Lot of unpleasantness, change of leadership. Oh. On top of that, they had to watch Kneecap winning the best British indie film.
Oh, I do like those Kneecap boys. Triggering unionists, making Irish sexy again, and best of all, taking court cases. That's Mary Lou's love language right there. Oh, yeah.
Of course, we did have 3 elections, 3 scandals, 2 resignations.
And Brian Stanley's now an independent TD.
It was like a cursed 12 days of Christmas.
But we rallied for the general election. Second biggest party, what?
That's right, boss. You're the people's tallisher.
I even got to recycle my Tweedledee and Tweedledum line.
Oh, dear.
And people say the Shinners aren't eco-friendly. I mean, come on.
Hooray.
I just can't believe most people voted for Fianna Fáil.
It's so gross. Mm. I don't get why voters were not excited about our policy of building houses where people wouldn't own the land under them or the driveway or something. I didn't quite understand any time I was being interviewed.
Oh. Are we disappointed we didn't do better?
Yeah, but I'm secretly delighted that I don't have to go to Washington and pretend I understand. What? Tariffs? Am I saying it right?
Well, in fact, I can give you a crash course in tariffs now, if you like. It's quite simple, really. What you have
Pierce,
is a system.
It's the festive season, yeah? Relax. Take a day off. In fact, take the next 5 years off.
What?
I know I am.
What?
You're leaving us?
No.
Girlfriend, if there's one thing I learned from my very brief time in Fianna Fáil, it's that there's no need to retire in order to do nothing. What's a Doyle salary for, after all?
Up the dust!
Mary Lou, out. You filthy animals.
Yep. How's it going, lads? I'm Johnny Smacks.
And I'm Johnny B.
And we're two Johnnies. You're listening to Callum Kicks 2024. This is the part where we remind everyone you used to be on 2FM, lad.
Till a whole heap of us left to go off and endorse supermarket wine and petrol stations, lad.
That's right. And now we can do and say whatever we like and be sponsored however we want.
With thanks to our friends at Apple Green, who provided us with our very own in-studio deli counter. Oh, yeah.
Lad, I love Apple Green because it sounds like I'm getting fruit when in fact I'm getting pastry wrapped around various meats.
And lad, nothing quenches my thirst after a long day of eating various salted meats than a cool pint of delicious Murphy's Stout.
Oh lad, look at that head.
Which is what the Yanks do say to us in our GA jerseys in Times Square in the summer, huh?
Lad! Woo! Here, who should sponsor us next? Londis, Daybreak.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Gatto Swiss Rolls. Are they still making them, huh?
How about Country Spring Lemonade?
What about Sidona Flavoured Johnny's?
Silage Rapid Sheep Dips.
Snickers Workwear Streaked in Taco Sauce.
Girls in Oversized Roscommon GA Jerseys on Bondi Beach.
Funny Car Bumper Stickers.
No.
John Deere Merchandise. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Auras.
Good Amelia Market, Yosef. Yes.
Your Excellency, thank you for the invitation to join you, maybe for the final time, as the powers that be might, maybe, perhaps, allegedly prepare to call time in our careers.
Eventually one must hand the torch to a lesser personage.
And then into irrelevance.
Speak for yourself. I look forward to a soupçon of rest, long lazy days on a massive pension, free from serious responsibilities at work.
So no change then from your current day-to-day.
How
How dare you? One is here to recap the wonderful summer of Team Ireland at the Olympic Games.
That's right, a record haul of 7 medals. Fantastic, especially as the only time you hear a record haul in the news, it so often involves a cargo ship filled with cocaine. Drugs.
4 golds and 3 bronze with an estimated street value of 27 yo-yos and a packet of waffles.
And incredible performances in the running. Right. Ireland finished 4th in the women's relay final. The final, that's mad.
We haven't seen an Irish person move that fast with a baton since the Dublin riots.
The Olympics saw Irish people go through incredible feats of endurance.
And that was just those watching the RTE coverage. Ugh.
Oh, dear God. Joanne Cantwell was very harsh.
Constantly mentioning medals we failed to win. Uh-huh. And Sonia Nullify was no better.
Lyle had a few callers, mainly from people who preferred RTE Sport when it was a few half-cut out fellas with no research and your man with the PR okey-doke company. The games, though, were all about Irish newfound, youthful confidence.
Oh, well done to the beautiful young people in their glistening taut bodies being girded before us and those horny-handed fellows clutching oars or gliding nearly nude out of the waters.
Mother of God. Well, Daniel Whiffen nearly came a cropper after an hour in the Seine that the Paris waterway absolutely manky.
Oh, yes.
Putrid.
We can't talk over here. I was at the Liffey swim once. I saw swimmers coming out looking like they'd been licking Chernobyl.
Maybe they looked like that before they went in.
Only the ones from Longford.
Fair enough. Outside of Ireland, everyone was talking about ray gun breakdancing.
My, what fair play to him.
Her.
What a thing for a retired president.
No.
And I thought he died years ago.
He did, but...
And there's hope for us all yet.
Never mind. Special mention for the commentary on the basketball provided by Cork's Timmy McCarthy.
Oh, yes, with such poetry as Boom Shakalaka, or we're going downtown.
And thanks to the Olympics, we also learned the word repechage for a summer. Well,
that's what you'll need when your contract comes up for renewal, Joe.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't be reminding me of
one more chance to get through to the next round.
Oh, dear God.
One final crack at the whingers.
You're after bringing me down now.
Oh, stop that.
I'm miserable and hopeless now. Ugh. Just the way I like it.
Oh, yes. Now, I must congratulate the athletes from Iran for representing their wonderful country.
Not all of this again, President. Just wrap it up there. Come on, wrap it up.
Right. Well, come. Let us put the star on the oar of this tree one last time.
All right, okay. But I'm not staying up there for long.
What? Oh, you'll be missed, Joe. You'll be missed.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hello, it's Dobbo here. 2024 was my final year of broadcasting. In fact, I retired early as the country's housing crisis descended into a chaos of immigrant tent cities on Mount Street back in April. Between Helen McEntee making up percentages of people arriving from the north and Simon Harris declaring success every time he spent hundreds of thousands removing a handful of tents only for them to pop up a few yards away again, this really was the Chinese New Year of the Nitwit. Sinn Féin, Labour and the Social Democrats provided all the effective opposition of an art student wearing a performing scarf and yelling in Trinity College in the hopes of ending the war in Gaza. Your boycott of Eurovision was a triumph, dude. Yeah, apart from the record Irish audience who watched it on telly. And so, Dublin's fumble-fingered migrant response was bound to end in making 3-star hoteliers multimillionaires and fencing off the few green spaces left in the city, just in time for summer. A demoralised and broken Garda force, who occasionally lose control of O'Connell Street, were left monitoring these fences and tents that were cleared any time an international rugby match happened. Always removed, of course, in the most over-the-top and expensive way possible. And so that's why I retired, in order to spend more time with my glass of gin the size of my head. So stay asleep, Ireland. And Happy New Year, I suppose.
All right, members, doing the veils, bit of wish to give, please. I commence here to for this Garda briefing on illegal tent encampments.
Garda Fiacla, are we clearing them again, sir, are we?
No, not yet. Howl the horses. Minister McIntyre is monitoring developments and we await our ascertainments adherent to appropriate action.
I didn't get a go on the big digger yet, boss.
Hold on a second
now. It's my go this time.
You've got to go on the last time.
Stop.
Listen, you'll all get a go on the big digger. There are plenty of tents to go around. Meantime, let's remind ourselves of the relevant legalities pertaining to the aforementioned NKEMP sites. Statute 11-A says what? Yeah, anyone at all? It is an offence to erect... Lads, if we can't mention a single tent erection without you tittering like children... Do the clubs now, or so help me, no one gets a go on the big digger.
The digger.
Cart galore. Paragraph 1-A/0 designates public camping as a Garda Bernard.
Offence.
My hand far, Bernard. Public camping is an offence. And said offence is to be removed and replaced with a... John Paul?
Offence.
Correct. Replace the offending offence with offence. Everyone?
Replace offending offence with offence.
Chakalor. Further hitherto more, members shall not erect said fences. Members shall merely man said fences. Or woman the fences. Sorry, the Geraldine, no offence.
No offence for me.
No, I meant I hope you didn't take offence.
I didn't take any fences.
No.
I didn't even get a go of taking tents with the big digger.
How come she's getting on the big digger?
It's not your go on the big digger, it's my go.
I'm going on it. You did it last
Jonas,
time.
First of all, it is not called a big digger. It's a grabbing device. The proper terminological nomenclature is a tactical grab hold an ether. What is it?
Tactical grab hold an ether.
Very good. Now, I know it's good crack, lads, but let's not forget this is a sensitive, difficult situation. Yeah, we are dealing with highly vulnerable individuals, which makes our job very difficult because of how often we have to say vulnerable individuals. All together now?
Vulnerable individuals.
Yeah, yeah, you see what I mean now. It is nearly as hard as saying a tin of minerals. All right, lads, now don't forget, we're entering Big Bag of Cans by the canal season. We've heard reports young lads and young ones are already testing the fences for weaknesses, like raptors in Jurassic Park. So we'll have to come back and do a lesson on that. No running now. Be careful with you.
And so, at this special time of year, we must think of the less fortunate. There. Just thought about them. That should do it for another year.
Very good.
Enjoy your wonderful Christmas dinner. I'm sure your staff have prepared something lovely.
Oh.
Enjoy the season. King out.
Well, Dermer Boober, another year of top-class kinging.
I think you mean upper-class kinging, my queen, but thank you.
Whatever's the matter, dear?
It's just ever so quiet. You know, since the Tories left, it's all become rather boring, hasn't it?
One does miss the scabs, especially the chaotic one with the hair.
There he is. What was his name?
It resembled a badly trimmed mop used to wipe the floor of a massage parlour. Boris.
Boris, quite. Yes, I mean,
that's it.
Who even is the Conservative leader now?
Oh.
I've been trying to Google it, but the autocorrect is a nightmare with these porcine fingers of mine.
Kemi Badenoch, I believe, Mabuba.
That's the one.
Gone are the days I could name all the roaring Tory backbenchers. I created a mind palace to associate each one of them with a different scandal.
Yeah, this new fellow Keir Starmer has been rather a drip.
Quite.
I received him once he got elected to office. Ugh, elected. What a common thing to do.
Yes, July, wasn't it? I remember it like it was the weekend.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Ah, boom, boom. Well done.
Majesty, it is a pleasure.
Prime Minister.
But can I begin by saying that you may call me Sir Keir?
My word, and to think when you first came to visit, I expected you to have a cap in hand and perhaps some soot on your face.
Well, I may be a knight, but my father was a toolmaker.
Oh, do stop saying that. Sit down, would you? Now, tell me, how has it all been going?
We've had to make some difficult decisions, and my fellow MPs and I have been under fire for accepting some very modest gifts from donors. And
these people criticise from the outside, but if the shoe was on the other foot...
I can assure you, my shoes were accepted in good faith. The socks,
what?
They were a gift, yes.
No.
And as for the Taylor Swift tickets, that was essential work.
Oh.
The Swifties have shown themselves to be very dangerous and volatile, and it was vital to meet with them and engage in constructive
act of twerking to the strains of Cruel Summer as a matter of national security, Your Majesty.
You've had quite the brat summer.
Well...
Right, if that's everything...
If there's any advice for your humble servant, sir, I would absolutely...
Yes, don't let Liz Truss meet your mother. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Well, I meant more in terms of the government.
Well, you've started with a series of minor scandals and are hard at work cutting benefits to the impoverished.
Yes, Papa.
So the transfer of power has been done rather swimmingly. I haven't even noticed a blip of change. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
How long is your term, Prime Minister?
5 years, sir. But only at your pleasure.
5 years. Dear, oh dear, you've a long way to go to match the previous lot.
Sir?
Well, you're several mistresses behind, for starters. Have any secret donors paid for a secret wedding yet?
No.
Wallpapered your flat?
No.
You haven't even lied to the Crown yet, or prorogued Parliament to push through law-breaking laws.
My sincere apologies, sir. I will rectify that as soon as possible.
I remember it. It was terrifically dull.
But perchance 2025 might provide more entertainment. I mean, Mr. Trump is back in office after all in the old colony.
Dreadful man.
Yes.
It's going to be capital fun. Yes.
Exactly. Did he just have a meeting with Prince William in Paris?
Oh, yes, of course. Mr. Trump was there for the reopening of Notre Dame.
Oh.
They slapped a layer of paint on the old relic.
And I hear the cathedral looks lovely too.
You just dastardly did.
Now, here's to a year free of any more of your family's embarrassments.
Well, thankfully, they've exhausted reconstructions of Andrew's Newsnight mishap by now.
Well, they're obsessed with us. First the Crown, now this. Are there any more frightful royal recreations?
Yes, there is. Madame Tussauds.
Oh!
They got the ears all wrong.
Oh, well, perhaps that's because of somebody's sausage fingers.
I told you never to mention... You got me again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, cheers.
Here's to one.
Diva Corjets, Michel Dahil Gismara here, live recorded from Cork.
Up the kingdom!
Now, before we do an Doris on Ga Mila Fezicaher, Francis Brennan is here with his highs and lows.
Oh, where does the time go at all, Dahi?
This time last year, Cork was just Cork. Now it's Oscar winning Cork.
Ugh, honestly now, they could do it a good flood to put manners on them.
You're as bold.
Do you know, between Cillian Murphy, Roy Keane, Micheál Martin, and Paula Durvan, we're spoiled for dull, grumpy fellas here in Cork who pretend to hate attention.
It feels like it was only the other day you were here tipping the Swiss roll to make a comeback.
I put one in my jacket pocket to get ahead of the rush, and then it only got dropped from the basket of goods they use for the Consumer Price Index, Francis.
Well, I didn't have a crystal ball now, though there is one coming in the Francis Brennan collection, available from January.
The air fryer did make it into the basket, thanks to its presence in nearly every Irish home this year.
It's a bit common, I'm not going to lie, but I suppose they're handy if you're in a hurry. Personally, I don't like clutter on my surfaces. I'm such a Protestant at times. Oh, I'll be excommunicated.
It's changed my life. Some of them come with two drawers. You can make chips in one and dry your boxers in the other.
Oh, they're all the rage. But then again, so is two-timing Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, zeitgeisty feisty Francis.
What was the low point of the year for you?
Yeah.
Oh, the Dublin portal. Dreadful idea.
A yoke in the middle of Dublin that you could see your illegal relatives in New York through. What were they thinking?
See them. The Yahoos on Talbot Street were flashing their unmentionables at them. Oh.
What did the Americans do to deserve live images from the North Side?
Well, they elected Trump again.
That's right. The world now belongs to Balchi Bros, Himbos, Crypto Creeps and YouTube Dudes.
Yep.
All you have to do is imagine if fans of the two Johnnies had broadband and mobilised.
It's sad, as the portal could have been a lovely opportunity for cultural exchanges.
Well,
instead it was like videoing a GA team holiday.
None of that carry-on would have happened in Khmer, I can tell you that for now. Nothing.
Well, unless they put it beside the chip vans. Chippers, I am starving.
What?
If only I was still wearing the jacket that I hid the Swiss roll in.
Dahi.
What?
He's a tonic.
Blin, we wash a year.
Talon Kicks 2024!
Come here to me, isn't it funny now that the Greens are gone?
Yep.
None of us are even talking about getting rid of the reasons they lost our seats. Like
what?
The cycle lanes causing traffic jams, the Banjax bottle and Ken's machines.
Well, that's because they broke their promises. I don't see any wolves or window box salads that they pledged. Ha ha ha! Full disclosure, I've never actually used those machines.
Ugh. Me neither. I'm not a fizzy drinks man, except for the bottles of elderflower kombucha.
What?
Very good for the gut bacteria, which is also my nickname for the regional independents.
Very good. Plus Michael Lowry, the kingmaker, who would have thought? Also the king of scandal and tax offences. Somehow he's fine, but we won't do business with the Shinners. We're hilarious.
Like the Irish media, I choose to ignore that fact.
Yes, well, facts stand in the way of pensions. Ha ha, block.
Anyway, you're brave talking about broken promises.
What?
You announced in August that 40,000 new homes would be built this year.
Yes, sir.
You are 7,000 short.
Well, that's what happens when you speak so quickly. The promises you make at the start of a TikTok are still warm when you break them at the end. Oh, look over there. Helen McAtee is tripping over her legacy again.
I can't believe you made her the deputy leader. I mean, come on.
Well, it's a super duo. I bring the energy.
And Helen sucks it all out again. She's like the sillet bang for crack.
What?
Bang, and the crack is gone.
No, no, no.
And the competence.
It's just a Fianna Fáil are obsessed with our utter scutter ministers. What about your utter scutter ministers?
Well, somehow Dara O'Brien got away with making a bags of housing, but we did grind down and destroy Stephen Donnelly in terms of we'll be holding him up as a model for what we plan to do with the regional independent TDs in cabinet.
Look, the important thing is you've got to hide the useless ministers, which is what we did with Patrick O'Donovan, the bike shed buckle. So much spending waste. We had to block him from the media. Block, block, block.
Yeah, that is nothing new. What? Remember the Bertie Bowl?
Yes.
We blew 43 million on a stadium the shape of Bertie's bulbous head.
Wow.
And sure, nothing was ever built. Thank God, because Bertie's head is after getting bigger since.
Thanks to RT rehabilitating him. They'll probably do the same for Leo Varanker next.
Ada, you know, the Dáil bike shed should be named in Bertie's honour.
Yes.
He was mad for money. He bossed the country and we're still saddled with him in terms of going forward.
Another year of government woges wastage. That's right, RTE reporting on squandering public money. We're through the looking glass here, people. It began with news the OPW spewed $336,000 on a bicycle shelter that doesn't keep the rain out. The Office of Public Wasters became a laughingstock, and the junior minister over it at the time, Patrick O'Donovan, was quick to take full responsibility.
Well, now, that bike shed was a decision made by a clerical officer who sent a text to an executive officer who left a voice note for an assistant secretary who faxed the signee who sent me an email, and sure, look, I'm only after seeing that email now, so you know yourself.
Then reports of an OPW-built security hut that cost over $1.4 million. They called it a pavilion because it rhymed with million. And once again, O'Donovan came out swinging.
I don't understand why you keep focusing on my alleged failures. Why can't you focus on my successes? Like my sting operation against the man who's now the leader of my party.
Oh, wait, hang on. Next came the much-hated deposit return scheme for bottles and cans. Oh, woe is Ireland.
Hello, my name is Usheen Smith, and that was all my idea. Ireland was the best in the world at using their green bin, but we wanted to punish everyone for the few who weren't. So people can now cut down single-use plastics, just as they cut down single-term politicians like me. Bye forever!
Refusals to reveal the salary of the Quango's CEO, a botched system that only allows you claim back your credit at the very location you queued at, in the hailstones with your bin bag of shame, and the whole thing designed to favour big drinks companies and large supermarket chains over small operators. The electorate responded by sacking nearly every Green Party TD. We all hate the scheme for the space it takes up in your house, and how sometimes you try really hard to get rid of the rubbish, but the machine spits it right back at you. Well, if that's not an analogy for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil getting back into government, I don't know what is. Here's Eamon Ryan for the very last time. Well, unfortunately, we didn't foresee obvious problems like vagabonds rooting around in bins all day. So they installed little bin shelves to prevent that, like rings around Saturn. I love planets. I think that's why people say I'm such a spacer. The government was desperate to draw the curtains on overspending until the OPW managed to blow €70,000 on actual curtains. And all before we get to the spending nightmare that looms large over all the others. Or at least it would if it was built yet.
No, 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 no. The Children's Hospital has nothing to do with me. I was only the Minister for Health at the time the contract was signed with BAM. I wore a little hard hat to the launch and I apologised to the Dáil in 2019 for not informing them of a €400 million overrun. But no, I think it's what we call a collective failure, and I look forward to being exonerated at an expensive tribunal in 10 years' time. I win!
More time and money was wasted on the family and care referendums, rammed ahead despite advice from the Attorney General that the language used was shonky. That letter was leaked, and it led to a double no vote that cost us €23 million. It's hard then to believe this was also the year the European Union had to force us to take €13 billion in taxes from Apple, which Pascal Donoghue was refusing to accept.
It was like the way your uncles do be trying to shove a fiver into the palm of your hand. Go on, take it, get yourself a quarter of bonbons. And I'm like, no, stop that, Uncle Jimmy. I'm a 50-year-old minister on six figures. Don't be at that, ah, okay, thanks, I will take it. And I'll put it snug like a bug in the credit union.
And he's been a cabinet minister for 10 years. Micheál Lehane, bringing the 70 grand curtains down on another year of wastage, wasters and a shower of bottle bankers. RTE News.
Right, here we go. Welcome to my therapist, guys, to meet you. What? Focus away at the moment on the Caribbean cruise. So I'm joined by the one and only Louis Walsh. Louis.
I joke. You know, cruise ships, that's where all the talentless people end up, except for Mumba. Not even the boats want her. It's so sad.
You know, folks, not even performing. She's with her family.
Well, God help the other passengers. I mean, trapped at sea with Vogue, it's like a bad E4 show. It is, I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and it's coming out next year. Also, you'd want to be on ease to be watching that.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Me and you, Luz, we're going to snipe and gripe about other celebrities. Uh-huh. Let's start. Mm-hmm. Cillian Murphy, A-lister of the year. Come on.
He's not for me. You know, Paul Mescal has the sad man thing sewn up, but with muscles.
Right.
We don't need the starving jockey version, Cillian. Thank you very much.
I wish I had his cheekbones, though. Famine Memorial Chic. Now, speaking of sad Irish man, Halsey got the first Irish number one in America for 30 years.
I know, the 40-something Howies absolutely love him.
Did you?
Now, imagine if Halsey got some muscles, the Harriers would explode. There'd be bits of them in Wicklow. He'd be picking pajamas out of his hair for weeks.
Cracking America, though. Wow, Louis.
It's not easy. Just ask Ronan Keating. He couldn't crack an egg, never mind America.
Okay, hon, this isn't Celebrity Big Brother. You can't just rehash all your owl feuds.
You know, I got paid $1 million for that. I did $1 million.
Go away!
I did. I really did. All I had to do was bitch about Jedward. I could do that all day. I once did for $5,000 at a Tesco near Hullhampton or some dump town. I'm serious.
Love it. Come here. What do you think about this year's pop girlies? Let's start with Chapel Rowan.
Terrible name. She sounds like a housing for all development. She's not going to last. Mark my words.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Looks great. Sounds great. But what was she doing with Barry Keoghan?
I know.
You're Beverly Hills, love. He's Summer Hill. It was never going to work.
Charlie XCX.
XC wrecked. She looks wrecked. She doesn't belong on stage. She belongs in the audience of a Joanne McNally show with all the other smashed up 30-somethings who drink too much.
Mio!
It's true.
How about J-Lo and Ben Affleck?
They're so over. Bennifer belongs in Enfield.
JT, bad year for him.
He's so over. Justin Timberlake is as out of fashion as a man wearing Timberland. Flash the lights, we're calling time on you. You're over.
And of course, Oasis united this year.
Two horrible people coming together to fleece the ordinary working people. It's like a royal wedding in every conceivable way because it's going to end in disaster and a grubby book deal.
Okay, quick fire round. Cher.
Oh my God, she's had more work done to her than Hollyhead.
Billie Eilish.
Childish and never stylish. Over.
Louis Walsh.
Louis, you came across as a toolie in the Big Brother house. You're so over. You're screwed. Oh, wait, that's me. You got me.
I've been Joanne.
You really got
me. Would you like to close out the podcast, Louis? Just go and do it.
I'd like to say the podcast is
over.
Over. It's so over.
Ladies.
Hey.
Still liberal, still incredible.
Did we all enjoy Bratz Summer?
Now that trend was a little problematic in its cultural appropriation.
Appropriated from who?
From the Germans, Natch. I mean, Bratwurst has been around for centuries.
So have your bangs by the look of them on your Christmas card this year.
A paper atrocity. It was an e-card.
Yeah, nothing says love and friendship quite like an email notification at 3 a.m. and a click to accept all cookies pop-up.
No.
Guys, let's not fight. Bratsummer was about empowerment and demanding what you want.
We all know you get what you want, Shifra, from your father.
And his father before him, despite all the allegations. I'm sensing a lot of reverse snobbery and ageism against old money. Also, it's vulgar to talk about my family's privileges. Okay, I get that. It is an unspoken South County Dublin rule for sure. We never say anyone's from rich parents. Just that they, work in film.
Yeah, or she's training to be a yogi now.
Or my personal favourite. She's on a career break.
Love it. Well, ladies, here's to a very demure, very mindful 2025.
Oh, great. Great! Another new label women must strive to live up to.
That's not very demure of you.
Try to be a bit more mindful, Aoife.
I don't have time. What with the 14 mindful lesson podcasts I have to listen to? Anyway, it's been fun while it lasted.
That sounds oddly final.
Oh, from me too. Sorry, guys, it's just I have new friends since moving into my mom's gate lodge.
Let me guess, do they work in film?
Yes, they do. They all work in film.
Bye, you girls.
Toodaloo.
Bye. Kiss, kiss. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Brought to you by never buying your own underwear. That's what moms and wives are for. Well, lads, 2024 started with Ireland winning the Six Nations.
Yep.
Instantly overshadowed by discourse around whether the atmosphere in the Aviva is shite.
Yeah, it is flatter than a Lucasay that's been left in a glove compartment for a week, to be fair.
Oh, I actually love a bit of glove compartment, Lucasay.
Yeah, yeah,
it can be nicer than the real stuff, yeah.
Seriously,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Elsewhere, of course, Irish football had an annus horribilis.
Yeah, the boys in green scored so few goals. We actually started celebrating saves from Keevan Keller.
Exactly.
That's it. And fair play to the girls in green for putting in the effort to be equally as disappointing as the boys in green.
Yeah, respect to the girlie. I was really breaking that glass floor. Oh yeah, good banter, lads. Still, it wasn't all doom and gloom.
No.
Irish football fans got our biannual dose of schadenfreude when England lost the Euros final.
Class. And Gareth Southgate quit so he could spend more time with his M&S polo shirts.
Yeah, my mum actually got me some of those for Christmas.
They're pretty savage, to be fair.
Yeah.
Nice and neat. Nice and neat.
True. Yeah. Jurgen Klopp bid farewell to the Kop. Everyone thought he was irreplaceable, but Liverpool have actually flourished without him since.
Just like us without Joe, who left us.
Yeah, we're actually better ever since he left us to do a podcast with a newspaper.
Are we?
Aren't we? To be honest, nobody noticed we're also interchangeable.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Man United are languishing in mediocrity like some sort of civil servant who has given up and knows they can never be sacked.
True. I'm actually applying for a comms officer gig with the civil service. Oh. Same as.
No, nobody else is allowed to leave, all right?
Aww.
Anyway, what else happened this year? 17-year-old Luke the Nuke Littler became a darts hero.
That's right, he's only 17 now.
It's true.
He looks 37. Yeah, he must have gone to the Simon Harris School of Aging.
Nice. While Conor McProblematic was finally cancelled and his drinks were pulled from supermarket shelves.
Hang on, is that why we got a hamper full of his Ming and Stout for Crimbo? Actually, full disclosure, I actually still drink it.
And
I...
that's all we've time for. See you all in 2025 for more sporting disappointment and despair.
Look. Here, do you see the World Cup's going to be in Saudi?
Oh yeah, that's an absolute disgrace. Except maybe one day the Saudis will buy our podcast.
We should respect our culture, you know.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You know. Those in glass houses shouldn't throw...
Lads, they literally stone people.
All right, fair cop.
To death.
Fair cop.
Thank you very much for having me on Callan Kicks 2024.
And thank you for still being here, Pascal, in my party. Mine, it's all mine. I'm important.
Only because I forgot to retire and leave Fine Gael like everybody else did.
What?
Now I'm stuck in unpopular coalitions forever. It's like having a pimple in your dimple.
No, that's not true. I'm very popular. In Greystones. Well, at least one part of Greystones. Well, the women of Greystones. The ones who drive cars the size of bedsits.
And so this part of the show is all about Election 24.
Block! Can we just skip to the part where we won, please?
20.8% of first preferences.
A triumph! And people wrote us off. They did the roast.
It was Fine Gael's worst result since 1948.
Yes, but moving on
the
now.
The worst for 76 years when Richard Mulcahy cacked. This time, Harris embarrassed.
You know, when all our foreign investment is stolen by Donald Trump, the first austerity cut I'm making is to close down Canturk. Close it down!
Being rude to a care worker wasn't your worst moment.
Sorry?
I think it was the bit when you said you liked Coldplay. So you're not into Taylor Swift then?
No. Mary Lou is one of those Swifties. Scary Swifties.
Ah, the shitters can't help themselves. Always associating with terrorist groups.
That's pretty edgy, especially for you, Pascal.
New edgy. I could give myself a slogan since you've dropped the new energy tagline.
Yeah. I even deleted it from my updated biography online entitled...
Yes?
What?
Entitled what? What's your biography called?
No, that's the name of it. Entitled.
Ah, for fiddle's
sake.
Okay, okay. The election really wasn't what I'd hoped for, but some people still love me. That's why I'm now calling myself the Niche Tiche.
Imagine how bad it would have been if we hadn't doubled child benefit and welfare just to claw out a few votes.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all about money. Politics is. Even sport now.
What do you mean?
Well, in soccer, it's all about the Arab oil money.
Yeah.
In rugby, it's all about the old money.
Ah.
Whereas in the GAA, it's whatever tax exile you're having yourself.
Now, let's get this over with. I have to clear a lot of ring lights and cameras from the Taoiseach's office for the handover.
Okay. So, the election was held in November and the scene was set when Katie Hannan chaired the 10-leader debate.
Too many.
Nobody won it and Mary Lou was banished off to the far corner with Boyd Barrett's barking. We joined the chaos now as Ivana Bacik was waffling her whiffle.
Can I just say that in Labour, we know how much the communities we represent need change.
Yeah,
and that
who exactly, Ivana? Ranla? What do they need? More Lewis's, is it?
Hello, I'm over here. I wanted to be placed next to Padre Tobin to give him tinnitus when he starts to sound sensible about blocking immigration.
Good one, Richard. Here, while the camera's facing this distant direction, can I point out that the TikTok twit has failed children?
Wow. How dare you?
What?
Who do you think you are?
I'm serving withering side eye.
You're shouting. You're shouting over me. Mentally stabbed. Mentally stabbed. Ah!
He's foaming at the ears.
Oh dear. He's used up all of his new energy. He'll be quiet now for the rest of the programme, like.
Sam Harris, you are the Scot who did the Children's Hospital contract, yes?
No, I'm not. Go on.
Don't make me throw you over my knee now. You are the minister. Come on now.
But the point is, I wasn't even born for many years before I did all that mismanagement and botched contracts as Minister for Health. Therefore, I can't be held responsible.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm tired and sad now.
Can I interject to say that respectfully now, the Greens are a shower of Muppets. Respectfully.
Sorry, Roderick O'Gorman hasn't shown up to rebut that now.
For the second election in a row, I'm going to accidentally come across as the competent one. Me and Padre Tobin, who used to be a lefty, but now he's far right curious.
Sorry, excuse me now. I am only near right curious.
Sorry,
now, can I just jump in here to shout down Mary Lou? Thank you very much.
No, you may not. We have to move on. Sorry, the voice in my ear says, sorry. Right, an hour has passed. We have two more questions per hour. Sorry, now. Sorry, excuse me. Hello?
You know, I'm very concerned that I'm coming across as Snippy and Weasley. Will anyone let me know?
All right, yeah. Is anyone listening to me? Am I just chatting to the voice in my ear now? Thanks a million, everyone. Right, okay. Joan Collins has just popped into studio while putting out the bins by the looks of it. Welcome, Joan. First question. Who are you? Okay, there's no time for that.
Excuse me.
Michal, you have your hand up.
It come to my attention that Mary Lou isn't wearing any manifestos tonight.
Yeah, disgraceful, disgraceful.
Well, I wouldn't like to see your manifestos, boys, let's face it, after 100 years of mansleaze.
The buzz is pretty deadly over here, I have to admit. When do I get to the shouty bit about Gaza?
All right, now that everyone in the country's gone to bed, let's discuss housing, since that's the only thing that matters.
Well, people before profit would set up a national construction company using
your policy would destroy the country.
Well, you were literally in a cabinet that destroyed the economy.
Oh.
High five, Richard. We're going for pints after this.
Why not?
So
all right, the voice in my ear is shouting. I think they're saying, what would you do to the slice of pan?
You're blackouting now. You're blackouting.
Sorry, this programme is far too long. I only look like a leader if the content is 15 seconds.
I would say Michael Collins is turning in his grave,
right,
but it looks like he's asleep on podium 5.
Oh. Sorry to the lad there who looks more clammy and shook than a groom who accidentally went on the lash night before his wedding. I didn't have time to come to you, apologies.
Sorry, my name is Keno Callahan. I spoke 3.5 times throughout the...
All right, let's wrap this up. It's nearly midnight, and to quote the voice in my ear, I think we've all been mentally stabbed. I'm Kay Hannan, it's up front, and good night, good night, good night. Yeah, thanks for security.
Wow, it really happened. I won 47th and final president of my United States.
And I'm the first bro.
We'll see. I haven't decided what I'll do with my day one dictatorship.
Dude, I like donated $250 million to your campaign.
Yeah, Elon, but Bezos and Zuckerberg are suckering up to me now as well. It's a dream come true.
What?
The oligarchy version of the Apprentice TV show.
Well,
at last.
Well, I hope we can create a wonderful cryptocracy, you know, one based on meme coin and polio outbreaks.
Yeah, what an incredible night it was. A night like you wouldn't believe.
Oldest president ever elected.
And I'm never leaving now. They'll have to carry me out.
I'm pretty sure they'd have to use, like, a winch or maybe one of my scary robots or exploding cyber trucks.
But the results. No one's ever watched an election night quite like this one.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievable.
Right.
A movement like you've never seen.
Fox
nuts because Kamala Harris is on stage with Oprah and they're really talking up that Iowa poll and Gaga
is coming
out.
You know, if I win, I'm going to bomb the heck out of Iowa. Those crazy old ladies voting for dumb Kamala. They're probably all twos, fours at best.
Mr. President, it's time for you to stay calm, like me. Zero emotion.
All those celebrities, who have I got? Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan's veins and Mel Gibson's rage bait, is that it?
Oh, you have cool friends, too, like me.
Yeah.
Dana White, Joe Rogan, and Dennis Quaid's acne wrinkles.
So I've got the bros, I've got fighting sports, 3-hour-long conspiracy podcasts, what a gang, wow. The young men. Nobody's done more for young men than me. There's never been testosterone quite like
That's right.
it. Everybody says that. It's like testosterone, you wouldn't.
It's still very close, Mr. President.
Well, Ilana Milonka, I've done my bit, so if we blow it now, it's actually all of you that will have blown it. And the Jews. I bet Mel would agree. They blew it.
Like you blew that microphone stand?
Yeah, it was a real pity I had to kill those sound engineers backstage. How are you feeling, Ilan?
Well, I don't have feelings. Feelings are woke, and I'm a robot, but I think we are going to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do I really have to move again?
Don't worry, Milana Lamala. I'll look after you, because you're a woman who needs protection, mainly from the men who support me. And no, I don't do irony.
I've actually a locked-in compound full of my sperm for all my women in Texas.
Wow.
Nothing says safety like a cult in a compound in Texas.
Thank you.
Sure.
Look at these numbers. There have never been numbers quite like this.
We are getting a lot of results. It all points to Trump taking the lead in every single...
Oh, dude, wake up. I think you're going to win.
What? That's quick, even for me.
Tell me about it.
No, it's actually happening.
So I've been proven right.
Uh-huh.
Do I have to be happy?
Well,
I don't know how. Like, laughter. I don't even know how that works, believe me.
There's no time for laughing. Dude, it's time for you to get to work.
No, no, I'm not a fan of work. I just like the rallies and the Delulu poor people cheering for me. I don't want to actually do this.
But,
you could take over, Elon.
Not yet, but soon.
What are we even supposed to do in power? Take cats off women? Can someone get me a list of things I said? I think there was something about getting rid of electric cars. Those dumb EVs.
No, that was definitely not one of them.
Wait a second, this means I won't be going to jail.
Seriously?
Wow, really gonna miss being the victim. No one's ever seen a victim quite like me.
But you still have the state trial in Georgia.
Thank God.
Oh yes, I can still be a victim there. What a beautiful little witch hunt it's gonna be. It's gonna be one of the greatest witch hunts anyone's
actually,
ever seen.
Congratulations, dude. You're officially the 47th president of the United States.
Wow. That's the American dream. You could do a lot of crazy illegal things and still be president. Twice. God bless you all. And may God help you all. Thank you. Wow.
Talent Picks 2024!
Well done, Daddy Michal. You really turned it around, you did.
Well, I think it's very important that voters recognise a safe pair of hands on the wheel, young Jack.
The cranky and tetchy reassurance of a fussy no-crack moonchar.
In terms of how I won the election and it defeated the other parties,
yeah.
It was the old story of the hare and the tortoise, all right.
Oh, because you've no hair and you look like a tortoise.
Adam, would you stop that? And look, well done yourself, Minister Chambers, on the thing, by the way, you know.
Oh, getting promoted to cabinet in the big boy job.
No. I mean the thing, you know, the personal thing at the start of the year for you.
What thing?
You know, that you're more blurred than Oasis in terms of more YMCA than ICA.
What are you talking about?
You're a friend of Leo, like.
Oh, right, because we're both...
Yes.
...medical doctors.
No, but yes.
Anyway, we did a good job letting the air out of the tyres of government negotiations before Crimbo.
Well, clearly, Sinn Féin are not fit for government.
Oh, we'd never stoop that low.
No.
Unless it's for Michael Lowry. As a doctor, we swear a Hippocratic oath. As a politician, it's a hypocritic one, yeah?
Sure, I've no choice. Labour dithered for a fortnight. I was hoping Gary Gorkake might chat from the Social Democrats, but they got all flustered after Rowan Hayes tripped over the party's brand of sanctimony while carrying 200 grand worth of exploding shares.
And sure, the longer we stall before going in with the most boring wing of the rural independents, the less voters will remember our half-hearted manifesto promises.
Decriminalising drugs. Oh, that was a good one, all right.
I actually thought you were on drugs when you signed off on that idea.
I may have overdosed on my turmeric supplements that morning. Everyone knows that election promises are like gift vouchers.
They lack imagination and expire before you have any chance to use them.
Precisely.
Lovely.
Happy New Year to you, Jack. And can I offer you a celebratory...
glass of champagne.
I was going to say a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, no thanks, Sir Grant.
Here's to 2025 anyway.
The year of the crank in government buildings.
Hip hip hooray.
Plus Bertie in the Aris.
Ah, but did you have to spoil it? In terms of...
What?
Stop the blackguarding, no, you langer.